Yesterday's storms. I want to run down the schools that have closed overnight as well as this morning. The following school districts are closed: Chester School District, Rock Hill, York, Fort Mill, Clover, Lancaster, and St. Anne. Basically, all the schools in the Tri-County area are closed on this Friday, February the 7th, due to high winds and some other factors that go into making that decision. Of course, these school districts work with the York County Emergency Management Office to make that decision. And so we will hear from the Rock Hill School District coming up here in our 7:30 half hour. I'm Lucas McFadden. It is 7:39 right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. Patty Mercer has the day off. Well, I can tell you what, there is a great fundraiser coming up here that you can help great students and just a great mission. We are talking about the Henry Kalungi Foundation. It is selling Henry's Uganda National Soccer Team jersey for $100 each. And we have Henry and his wife, Jackie. Now, Henry played soccer at Winthrop. Jackie, you played volleyball at Winthrop. And I have to tell you, I've gotten to know these two over the last couple of years. Your hearts are so big. I'm surprised you could get through the door here. You all are just two great folks who not only give back locally, but also internationally. Henry, tell us real quick about the Henry Kalungi Foundation, and we'll talk a little bit about this auction and who it's going to benefit in a few minutes.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, you know, thank you for hosting us today. And we are thankful to be here. We thank God that and we hope that everyone is safe out there because of the weather and everything that is going on. Those that are affected, we'll keep praying for them, and we hope they get through this. But first, you know, I know you say we have big hearts and stuff, but nothing is possible without the support of our family, friends, and people like you and, you know, the community that we live in. So we are very thankful for that. Basically, the foundation, we started the foundation to be able to give back. We both played sports. We went to Winthrop. We were very fortunate. We got scholarships. We went to a good school. And then after we finished school, what's next as athletes? You know, my wife and I, we decided it's better to use what God has given us to make a difference in Uganda. So we go to Uganda every year. We try to do Christmas parties for kids from the streets and slums, and we try to go and basically help people that are in need. We go to slums and we try to help these families, and we normally go there during the holidays because most of these people don't have anything to eat. Mm. So we get into areas where people even didn't know where the meal was coming that day. So we are able to share with these people, and we go to the villages deep from Kampala where we can be able to share with people there too. The biggest project that we do there is a women's conference too. And I don't want to go in details with that because my wife, who is also the president of the foundation, can be able to give big details on that. So maybe I can invite her to be able to talk about that.
Jackie, please talk about this, the women's initiative, because that started just in the last few years, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Last year when we went to Uganda, that was our first time doing that. And it's kind of blown up, a lot of support. You know, women love to support each other because it's so often that women like to tear each other down as well. So just as much negativity, there's more positivity in that. So what we were able to do last year, bring the reusable women's pads there. And then this year we were able to teach them how to make them as well as give them examples. So it's kind of exciting having the women come together, supporting each other, and really creating like fellowship and unity. And we have to have a translator because they don't really understand my American accent. Even though they know English, they just like look at me with blank faces. Oh, so we have our foundation nurse, which is actually Henry's sister, that she translates. And we give a talk about women's health. Last year, it was a lot of preventative care, kind of even talking about like external factors, assault, those kind of things. This year, we are able to talk about cancer screenings and just overall health for women, which isn't something that's talked about ever. And anything in regards to women's health and, you know, babies and birthing, it's just super taboo. So we expose that because there's no shame in that.
Wow. You know, we speak so much all the time about our student athletes, and you two are great examples of Winthrop student athletes who, once you graduated and move on with your life again, you continue to make an impact here at home as well as internationally. And we cannot say thank you enough. Follow the Henry Kalungi Foundation on social media. I can tell you what, if you're ever having a bad day, that will lift your spirits for sure. And Philip McCarter is the Catawba Ridge High School men's varsity soccer coach, head coach. And you hear the generosity that Henry and Jackie, they will do. And that's spilling over to what you all are doing at Catawba Ridge.
Yeah, so this is our inaugural year. So being the coach starting up a program, we're looking for something special to do. And because you only get one chance to do this. So I've known Henry for a long time because we coached together for Discoveries before Charlotte Independence. And I'm like, you know, if you can do two things at one time, that's the most efficient thing to do. And we're all called to, you know, help. And so as a coach, I'm like, you know, what is something we can do? And he posted this email about selling these jerseys. And my mind went to work. And I'm like, oh, I think I know how I can help him sell jerseys and how we can promote his foundation. So I came up with this idea that we would purchase enough of these jerseys, at least 18, to fund all of our varsity players. And then we're going to wear his jersey during our first match against Fort Mill. And the timing was really tight because, you know, there's pretty specific rules on what you can wear for jerseys during normal matches. So we had to work it into a scrimmage. And our first scrimmage just happens to be against my old team, Fort Mill. So Mark Serena and I are really good friends. And so I got his support. And he's actually going to buy a jersey from Henry as well to wear that night. I don't know if Henry knows that yet or not, but he's going to sell another jersey. Yeah. And so anyway, so last night we made the donation to buy these jerseys and all the players. Mm-hmm. And I kind of struggle with this because, I know it's pretty clear how Jesus talked to the Pharisees and says, you know, the people that, you know, if they're doing stuff for the praise of men, that, that's all they get. But another friend reminded me about Paul, that he reminded his folks all the things he did, not to brag, but so he can encourage them. So I shared with my players the way that we were funding these jerseys is actually I'm donating my stipend, which is equal to what we're paying for these jerseys, to basically make this happen because we're a first year. So our first year, obviously, funds are kind of tight. Mm. And so anyway, so the players are really inspired now, and hopefully they play really well because that would be an added benefit being a coach.
I hope so.
But, yes. but I'm hoping that this actually is a gateway to do more for Henry's Foundation and mm-hmm. Jackie's Foundation, than that we can maybe eventually even have players go to Uganda and help run a soccer camp. That would, you know, bless my heart big time if I inspire, you know, more than just this. This is just a starting point. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it's all about, right, Henry?
Yes. You know, to be honest, when Coach Phil sent me that email, you know, it touches me because we do these things every day. But to see people that are out there that are thinking about what we are doing, because even here in the community, we try to do our best. As a coach, I've been a player for a long time. I'm always thinking, how can I make a difference in these young boys, you know, and girls that are coming, you know, to be able to play at the next level or play in their schools. So in the community, we want these boys and girls to see and be like, you know, if Coach Henry and his wife can be able to do something like this, maybe that's what I want to be. Mm. We want to be role models in the community where we can make a positive impact. And we are very thankful for the support that people come out and, like, they see what we are doing and they want to help. And we are thankful. Last year, sometimes I say this year because it's so combined, we are able to get land in Uganda. And our goal is to be able to build a school, a hospital, and also be able to have on sports facilities. That when these young men, like our Coach Phil is saying, they reach a time and they're like, you know what? Now I'm ready to take that step to go see what actually is happening in Uganda, because everyone that has gone to Uganda, they come back, their life has changed. Mm. You know, coming from Uganda and coming here, I cannot take things for granted. Mm-hmm. God has blessed me tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know, I have family here that loves me, family that cares, that they didn't know who I am. Mm-hmm. So, but they took me in and, you know, they care about me and everything I do. So we want to use our talents, you know, to make sure they count, not to just play and be like, hey, we played and that's it. But we want to continue mission where these young men can have something to look up to and also continue making a difference. So not really locally here, but wherever God sends them.
Well, you're making that impact for sure. All right, so folks can take part in this. They can attend the Catawba Ridge scrimmage against Fort Mill High School, right? Soccer, February the 11th at 6 o'clock at the Copperhead Stadium. So yes. Check that out. Mission is $5. The proceeds will go to the Henry Kalungi Foundation, the mission outreach to Uganda. So that's one way to support. Folks can still continue to buy the soccer jerseys. Is that right? Are there any left, or is that it?
There's some left.
Okay, all right. We'll just send them to the Facebook page and let you all look at it, because people might have a generous heart once they get there. So we'll end it at that. But
actually, we'll have a table during the game.
Perfect.
So bring some of this stuff, and people can be able, if they like the jersey, they can be like, hey, we'll take it. Hey, also, there's no limit to how much they can donate to get the jersey. They can come out and be like, hey, 10,000 or whatever, everything.
Hey, you're always in sales, right? There you go. It is a great example of our community continuing to come together, doing so through sports. We've got great community athletes, student athletes from Winthrop University, Henry and Jackie Kalungi, great high school programs right here in our listening area over there at Catawba Ridge High School. Brand new first season with the men's soccer varsity team. Go out there and support them on February the 11th. Your heart will do good for sure. It is.